All right. Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. This show is about blues and nothing but the blues. I can't thank you enough for listening to today's program. We are here every week, and I just can't wait to do these shows. These shows are just have been a blessing. And the more artists I discover, and the more blues songs I discover, it's just very beneficial. Beneficial to me. And there's another guy here that I discovered recently. His name is Corey Stevens. They said he was born and raised in Illinois. After all the research I did, all I can get was the state of Illinois. Had no idea what city or what town, which is pretty cool. Kind of mysterious right there. They say this young man picked up the guitar at age 11, and by 15, he was writing songs and playing in bands. I believe he was born with some talent right there, and just reading that right there really got me interested. Well, let's give a listen to it right here. Mr. Corey Stevens, I Got a Rich Man's Woman.
Whoa, yeah. The woman, she's living on a poor man's pay. I bought my baby Cadillac with her just to match her hair. When I asked her out for dinner, she said, oh, that's just a common wear. I work hard on two jobs and make all the time every day. I got a rich man's woman, but the woman she's living on a poor man's pay. I bought my baby a Cadillac. She said, oh, that's just a common gift. And when she passed me on the street, she refused to give me a lift. I told you I work hard on two jobs. I make all the time every day. I got a rich man's woman, but the little girl, she's living on a poor man's pay.
All right, here's Mr. Corey Stevens. Ooh, I got a rich man's woman, but she living on a poor man's pay. That's a pretty good lyric right there. Like I mentioned earlier, he's from Illinois. Started playing in a band when he was 15. He actually went to college and got him a music degree. And he moved to Los Angeles to become famous and take on his career. But you know what? Things don't always go your way. For 10 years, he actually taught third grade school in Los Angeles. Because, you know, everybody's got to eat. And he did what he had to do. And he paid his dues. And they paid off. Because, you know, people compare him to the late Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, some, you know, the songs I play here coming up, you recognize that. But he finally got a break, and he made a comment that, you know, it took him 14 years to become an overnight success. And that's a pretty good comment right there, I think. Let's get right back into some more Corey Stevens. Here's a pretty cool song right here. It's called Head Shrinker.
So depressed, help me get these feelings off my chest. Maybe I just need a little rest. And I've read your books, and I like your looks. Here's $100, give me half an hour. Hey bartender, set me up. Something new. I'd just like to get your point of view. Maybe you can tell me what to do. Cause you read some books and you know what cooks. There's $100 laying on the bar.
You know, I think it all goes back to my relationship with my mama. I never could communicate with that woman. And my daddy, all he ever did was work. He never did take me to no ball game. He never took me to no father and son dinner down at the boys' club. And my little brother, man, that cat got everything. They bought him a $5,000 grand piano. All they ever bought me was this old beat-up guitar. That good-looking woman that just walked in the door a minute ago. Did you see the way she was looking at me? Man, she undressed me with her eyes. You know everybody comes in here. What's her name anyway? I think I'll go over and put my best move on her. Cause you know what, bartender?
I like her smile. And I like her style. Could you watch my dream just a little while?
Well, hello there, baby. What's a good-looking woman like you doing in a dump like this? You know, I play guitar, and I may be jamming with this band in a little bit. Hey, I was just telling the bartender,
I like your face, and you like my place. Let me challenge you to a little race.
Hey, head shrinker, how you doing today? Man, did I have a tough time last night. I went in this little place down the street, and this good-looking woman walks in. I tried to talk to her and she didn't pay no attention to me at all. I think it all has something to do with my relationship with my mama.
Oh, Lord, there's Head Shrinker right there from Corey Stevens. It's a pretty good song right there. I like the way it ends. It just cuts it right off. You know, as I mentioned earlier, he became You know, he moved to Los Angeles. He had to teach elementary school, and it took him 14 years to become an overnight success. But then he released an album called Blue Drops of Rain, and that's what it took. Finally got a foothold, got noticed, started recording records, and that's what it takes. You know, these guys, a lot of them just didn't, you know, have instant success. They played and they paid their dues for years and years and years. And if you keep at it, you finally get a break. You finally get noticed. And that's what happened, Mr. Corey Stevens right there. And, you know, so many people compare his playing to Stevie Ray Vaughan. And this next song right here is a great example of that. Here's Mr. Corey Stevens with Gone Too Long. We'll be right back. There's Gone Too Long for Mr. Corey Stevens. You can definitely hear the Stevie Ray Vaughan influence in that one. Not just the guitar playing, the style, the sound, the vocals. What a wonderful guitarist from Illinois, somewhere in Illinois. But, you know, we have some bad news. The bad news is time's up for today's show. But the good news is next week, same bat time, same bat channel, Red, White, and Blues will be back with more songs, with some more artists, and I just can't wait. But, you know, once again, I'd like to say we'd like to hear from you. WVFFradio.com, drop us a line. You have requests, comments, suggestions, any kind of questions, or if you feel you want to come to the studio and talk some blues, do that. As a matter of fact, you can come visit the studio right here on Pumpkin Grove Lane right on Highway 61. We have a cool office. We have a cool studio. We have a cool pool table if the flat spot itis hasn't taken it over. And if not, we'll shoot a game of pool. If not, we'll stand around the pool table and talk about it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.